This is Christoph speaking. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. This is David Nelson here. I'm just checking that you can all hear me okay.
Yeah, well, I think you're the first one at the moment.
That's okay.
Do you know if there's any kind of IRC channel or something like that?
Yeah, there's an IRC channel. Let me see. Let me give you that. Okay, so it's on Freenode. And then it's...
Document
then it's exactly.
Yeah, I just found it on the wiki page. Good evening.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. This is Drew.
Good evening. This is Christoph. So the guy
How
who
is there, was
there for you.
I'm going to put this on mute and just listen for a few minutes.
Okay. Did somebody try to join via Skype?
No, I just dialed in me.
I take it I'm not the only one hearing that.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. It's not my phone.
You don't know. Not really.
That's right, you don't know.
Are we limited to strictly 1 hour, or can we go slightly over?
I think that depends on the ones who participate. I think the 1 hour, I never participated in any of the usual marketing open office org calls, but basically if there is no more time needed, I think that's possible. At all, I think it's just a rough guess by Florian to have this 1 hour, because it's, as far as I know, it's the first one.
I timed myself, I need about like 2 minutes, 30 seconds, something like that, 3 minutes max. Is that okay?
That's great. I never confirmed the participation in this course. So looking at that, I had to be quiet. But where's Florian? This is weird.
Sorry, that was Sydney barking in the background. She's being removed.
Oh, nice dog, nice dog.
Yeah, yeah, my ear is removed too at the moment.
Hello.
Hello.
Florian speaking.
Hello, Florian. You're now 4 minutes late.
Yeah, if Skype worked, I would be in time, but once again, it simply did not work.
So
we could hear you on this side. It sounded like this huge railroad train kind of static that happened to you coming in on Skype.
Are you using Windows Florian?
Sorry?
Are you using Windows Florian?
No, I'm on a Mac. But
if you were using
online.
Linux, it would work straight away.
I'm not sure if the Skype contact isn't online. It would work. But anyway, I just managed using a classical landline telephone, and I'm in.
So just a quick plug for Linux in case. You know.
It's voice over IP, so it's perfect. So, who's on? I heard, I think, Christoph and Drew.
You got David Nelson.
Hello.
Hello,
I'm
David.
Anthony, can I be on?
Sorry? Guess I didn't get that one.
No, there's
Anthony, I'm Anthony Papillon, sir.
seems to be the audio quality is a bit bad for some, but yeah, just let's go on. So, anyone else around?
Not really. But basically, we may, Florian, I don't know how you handle this usually. Do you want to announce this on the Document Foundation IRC list? Maybe some people...
I'm just about to join because we have the Document Foundation IRC channel as fallback channel for posting a text or links and the like, and I'm just posting a message. Ah, I see you're there. So, so people can join and we can post links and the like. So we have a rather short, not so short, I see, agenda in the wiki at the link I'm posting right now on the IRC channel. And yeah, just let's go through it, and you see a lot of things are still being built up, and I would like to... Some humming noise.
Skyping.
Yeah, I'm having Skype with me. Anyone is shaving himself during the call?
Let's say, if this is a message, I have to shave myself, but anyway...
What the hell is this? The noise. Someone is producing a bad noise.
Are you hearing me?
Okay, I think I just muted someone without any number, but the noise is gone, so. Let's see.
Are you guys hearing me okay?
Sorry? It seems to work right now. We just had a terrible noise.
Hearing me okay?
Who is speaking at the moment? You're producing a terrible noise.
Ah, sorry, David.
Oh,
no.
Hello.
Is this me?
Yeah, it's you. I have no number on the screen, but if I mute your line, the noise is gone. So you have a humming noise on the phone.
Okay, I'll cut my mic.
Okay.
One of the things too, I just noticed, I got booted. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So, okay, seems to work now.
Oh, it's Mark Paré from Canada.
Hi.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, nice to hear you.
Hi.
Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Okay, then.
Hi, Mark.
Ah, okay. So, what I would like to do is just giving you a short introduction where we stand. You see, many things are rather new, lots of structures being built, and it's the same with marketing. So let me give you a very short introduction on what's currently going on and where we stand, what we plan, and what we can expect. The bad news is that there is still a lot of structure missing behind lots of things. But the good news is there is still a lot of structure missing. That means that we now have the great chance of building up new structure, working more efficiently. It will mean that maybe for 1 or 2 months there will be some delay and some or a lot of work going into building things up, like new branding, like organizing the mailing lists and the like. But if we are done with that task, I expect that things work much more smoothly. I think one of the first things that we just managed without big discussion was setting up the U.S. marketing list, which is at the moment for USA and Canada, and we plan on having some more regional lists setting up. We, of course, kept things that we think are good, like the marketing conference calls, like this one, and yeah, at the moment, lots of lots of infrastructure is being built up, like more mailing lists. We at the moment have a wiki that we already can use for collaborating and for uploading files, and at the moment, the people on the website list are working on a content management system that we can use for working on the LibreOffice website, and then I also hope to see more structure, more projects, and the like. What we had with OpenOffice.org was a very large variety of projects and an even larger variety of mailing lists. I counted and I had about 50, 60 mailing lists, but at least half of them has barely been used. So what we do not plan is to set up thousands of mailing lists that are not in use. We try to have it as easy as possible, with as less lists as possible, and if we see the need of having more, we will do that. But this is all a change at the moment, and we're waiting for more structure to appear. But nonetheless, we should go on with marketing, and I think very important focus will be to not only market the product, but especially in these times where we decided for changed governance and the like, to market a project, to market a community. I think this will be one of the major focuses for the next time, to tell the world what we are doing, what's different to OpenOffice.org, why we are doing this, and how people can join and how they can help in just shaping and forming things. This will be a very important part of marketing, I think, for the future. So that's just a short introduction from my side, so don't expect everything to just work perfectly. We're still putting lots of efforts in building up things from the technical perspective, also from the organization. We, for example, have no official marketing contacts at the moment for the regions. We will see how this turns out, which structures we need, and I think this will just take some more time until we see what's good and what we should change and whatnot. But don't worry, we're working on this, and I want all of you to do so, and lots of you have also joined the list already. So, yeah, just from my side, be patient and stay tuned, and right now is the right time to give feedback on variety things. So if you have anything on your mind, something you would like to have changed, like please drop the Marcon concept, or please have more Marcons or the like, do so, because we can do nearly anything right now. It's the perfect time for joining, for making changes, and if there is anything on your mind you would like to share, then do so. So that's from my side. Looking at the agenda, I see four items. One is by Danishka about mostly presentations, media kits. One is by Drew with regards to social media and the scale event. Then Alessandro wanted to give updates on the Latinoware. And then David Nelson wants to talk about some things related to graphical stuff and arts. Is there anything else that you want to add to the agenda as it is in the wiki?
Minus one.
Okay, obviously no one. Then, Danishka, are you around? Okay, I guess this means no. Then let me try to pick up the points Danishka tried to raise. Post it also to IRC. Hello?
Okay. Hello, this is Tom Gordon.
Hi, Tom. I saw your message on IRC. Sorry for the issues. Sometimes a few numbers do not work, but we don't know in advance, so I hope you found a number to dial in to proxy.
I did.
Perfect.
I did, thank you.
Perfect. So I just gave a short introduction where we stand. I basically said we're right now in the process of building up structure, and we are still working lots of these items, and you can expect to see many more in the future, and don't expect that everything works just perfectly at the moment, but we're working hard, and I'm pretty much looking forward to where we stand in 1, 2, 3 months. And right now we jumped to the agenda items that Danishka proposed. For those of you who don't know, Danishka is from Sri Lanka and a strong supporter of our ideas, and the first item he mentioned is about a media kit, about talking points, about presentations. Christoph might update a bit more on this later on. Unfortunately, Italo Vignoli couldn't join tonight because he has a meeting that took longer than anticipated. The current status is that I think he already drafted some slides longer time ago, and he will make his draft available to the public wiki and announce it on the marketing mailing list. The basic idea is that we have a large set of slides, maybe 20, 30, 40 slides, something like that, that can be used for a very long and brief overview on our Document Foundation and LibreOffice, but can also be used just for picking up certain slides if you have a presentation of 15 or 20 minutes, and expect to see the first draft in the wiki soon and we can work on it. And the idea is to have this large presentation, to finalize it and then give it to people to translate. So everybody who wants to give a speech about the product, about the foundation, can do so and has the basic set of information available. And same as with Media Kit and the like, it's just right on being built. The last weeks have been pretty exciting, and we needed to wait for some decisions and for, yeah, of course, Oracle's reply and the like. But right now we will go on with these items. And for the second point, I will now stop talking and hand over to Christoph. Christoph, you might may be able to give some insight on a theme for presentations. You have been working on something like that.
Okay, thank you. Just a question to the others. So maybe if you don't know who Italo is the one who joined the team for the Document Foundation, or who is a member right from the first day, and he is one of those who handled all the media stuff until now. So he is the one who currently prepares some content for the official presentation. Okay, concerning the theme, you may know I was the one who drew the first branding and artwork for the project, and so I continued with some presentation. And currently, there's an early draft which I sent to Florian today. So basically, if I have something ready to be tested in terms of if it's compatible with the fonts, does it work with all the spell checking and so on, the usual stuff if you prepare a presentation for a foreign language. If this is ready, I will make it available and then add the template slides step by step so that we get everything which is required to have a full presentation with, let's say, a little bit advertising also for the Document Foundation and also LibreOffice. That's the current plan, and therefore, why does it take so long at the moment? We started with the artwork, with rather simple artwork, simple and clear, and this has been requested initially by the steering committee to have something which is like a placeholder, and since we know that it won't be a placeholder most probably, that we will use it for our daily work for the trademark LibreOffice. Therefore, I refined the artwork a little bit, and to make that really work, I needed a little bit more time than usual. So if we have the first presentation template, then there will be also a little bit, I hope, a little bit more refined graphics, a little bit pleaser to look at, hopefully. But basically still open for discussion, or I'm happy to get any comments. So this is the current, stand. And so if anybody has questions or proposals or something like that, yeah, please do that.
Chris, this is Drew. You said you have a presentation now with some of the early graphics, and you're in the process of refining it. Is that correct?
Not really. I started with the old graphics, and since I did that, I became aware that this won't work in the presentation. It works better if you have something. Let's say it doesn't work, and so I stopped doing the presentation template, and I did both the graphics and the presentation template iteratively. So at the moment, we do have a very early template by Italo, which is currently within the internal team, which hasn't been used until now, and we have something by Cedric, who did a presentation template made it available to the mailing list 2 weeks ago. But there is no finished presentation template by myself at the moment. But I hope that it will be made available, the first draft to discuss it, to find all the tiny bugs, or not so tiny bugs, tomorrow evening. Yeah.
Okay, because you were asking for input, and I was wondering if there's... I know you may not want to put it on the open mailing list, but it's hard to give input without seeing the draft.
That's absolutely true. Therefore, what I did was, it will be made available. I have created a page which is called Marketing Ideas. Maybe you have seen that. I post the link to the IRC chat.
I think I did. Well, I'm in IRC, so I'll pop it from there.
Okay, so basically there's a marketing subpage which is called Ideas, and some people already edit Ideas. And there, for example, we have also the point 2.1, talking points. And so I started to ask on the marketing list if anybody has questions which should be answered in such a presentation. Unfortunately, we have had only a few people replying here, but this is a different problem. But I will add the presentation template in the same point.
Okay, sounds good.
Sorry,
thank you.
Not same point, same location. Sorry, this is wrong German-English. So if somebody of you could add some points, or maybe bring them to the users list, because most of the people who ask, let's say, innocent questions are users, that would be great. I miss the time at the moment to do that, to announce this on the users list and to collect all the questions. So this would help to come up with the, like Florian said, the full set of presentation slides which answers nearly all kinds of questions. Yeah. Microphone back to Florian, I think.
Okay, I just would like to add an information that I think we will publish tomorrow, not directly related to marketing, but because we've been talking about the steering committee and decisions and about post list and the like. You can imagine that before we went public 1 month ago, we did a lot behind the scenes because this was necessary, and there is this steering committee that is meant to drive forward the whole process of getting the foundation set up and making decisions. And we also have regular phone conferences, and what we will most probably announce tomorrow is, just for those who are interested, we will make this phone conferences public, so everybody who is interested can join and listen to them to hear what we are discussing about. Right now, already the minutes of our phone conferences are public. So just so you know, what we decide is not something secret or behind the doors or something where you should be excluded. It's definitely not the case. It's just that we have this dedicated phone conference to finally make decisions, like you see on the mailing list discussions about which content management system to use and the like, and to effectively drive that forward. There is this group in the steering committee. If there needs to be a final decision done, then we will try to find one. But the process is open and public, so I guess tomorrow we will announce for Wednesday evening European time that you can join our phone conference and hear what we talk about. I think CMS will be a part, and just as an information. And at the moment, of course, we are quite busy with work, and lots of things just take a bit longer than we hoped for, which has nothing to do with a closed process, but rather just so much work setting up infrastructure and the organizational structure and the like. So this just as a side note. A question to you, Christoph. In the drafts you made, you were also talking about the font. I must confess I didn't look too detailed into the wiki yet, but have we the font we use for the logo, is this, I think it's a free font, and is it somewhere linked so we can install it if we need it?
So, yes, this is my My Minute, for example. I will post a link. So basically, we had some people in the Open Office org. Let's say it's here. Yeah. We had some guys on the openoffice.org branding mailing list who prepared or who compared different fonts which could be used to extend the closed source font for the OpenOffice.org trademark. And I just picked this font, and I have made this available, at least the download location and some further information in the wiki on the branding page in the subsection fonts. And there is also a link, I hope, at least I hope so, a link to a blog posting I did some time ago, Fantastic How LibreOffice Got It Font, and there's some explanation and also some links to the openoffice.org comparison page, and there's also, no there isn't, I did all the sub-items on the branding page. There's always something like introduction, guidelines, and so on. And the last thing I add is a subsection which is called resources for each of the things. And for the colors, you have the color palettes, and for the font, there's a link to the download page. So anybody can just download the font. So it's really available. I don't know if it's open source. Here we have to ask Bernhard, who did the initial comparison. To make it short, yes, it's available.
No, I just didn't manage myself because I was traveling a lot. But thanks for letting us know. I really liked the layout, and I think especially in terms of trademark and branding, that things will be much easier from now on, and we don't have the hassles we had previously. But as a side note. Okay, and maybe one point I could add shortly, as I was talking about traveling, I totally forgot to add this to the agenda. Jacqueline from the Germanophone Project and myself, we have been at the OpenSUSE conference in Nuremberg, Germany. They invited us, and we had a dedicated talk, dedicated track about LibreOffice and Document Foundation, talking about very basic issues, how we came up with the idea, what's behind it, people telling about easy hacks, and we made a BOF session, and lots of developers have been there. And just to put in a nutshell, I might blog about it later on, but it was really nice. The reception was fantastic. And from what we heard during this conference is that most likely all the major distributions with their next releases will have LibreOffice on board, and maybe even as a replacement for OpenOffice.org. It's still not finally confirmed, but it looks like as if Debian, Ubuntu, OpenSUSE, and Fedora will have LibreOffice on board with their next major releases. And the feedback that we had from attendants at this conference was really great. So just a short note on one of our first events we had, and it was great, and if things go on like this, I'm really happy about that. But just as a side note. Then the third item, Danishka added. Danishka, in the meantime, are you already in the conference? Okay, obviously not. The third item is release events. Just as far as I know, Danishka is planning to do an event in Sri Lanka when the release takes place, and I think it's a good idea to have coordinated efforts in that. I had a talk to developers in Nuremberg, and it looks like that in roughly, I'd say, 4 to 8 weeks, something like that. It's a bit hard to predict at the moment, but during this fall, we will have the LibreOffice 3.3 final release, and we should think on a marketing list about what we could do as release party, something like that. Celebrating our first release will definitely be a great thing. And, just as an on to that. So anyone has something to add to the...
Florian, this is to 8 weeks from today.
As far as I understood, yes. Yeah, There is no exact planning, but I heard that there will be a feature freeze this week, as far as I know, and then the usual bug fixing testing phase. So 4 to 8 weeks from today, we will have most probably a final release.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Florian, this is Anthony Papia, and I've got a question. I'm pretty new to the whole community, and I'm wondering, is there a place we could go where we could find out what's been done as far as release events in the past, and even if it's with openoffice.org or something like that, where we can get ideas for our own events?
We didn't. I mostly can comment from the Germanophone team. We didn't do that much in terms of actual release events. We mostly celebrated at trade shows. What I know is that for 3.0 in Paris back in 2008, Charles and the other folks, I think Sophie was involved, and some other people had a reception by the region of Paris. There should be also some pictures online, and they had some sort of celebration, a party, which was possible because it was supported by the government. And then Danishka, who unfortunately is not on the call at the moment, had a OpenOffice.org 3.2 release party in Sri Lanka. But I think we just should look, or everyone should look in his area, what's possible. If you can, for example, team up with a company or a university or the government, maybe having a cake or just a nice celebration, even just going to a public place and celebrating is possible. There is no common rule, and we had so far no real big release party except the one in Paris, I think.
Okay, thank you.
So we have to.
Yeah, I mean, there are other FOSS packages, like Mozilla is one where I've seen them do a lot of coordination among local groups. But in OpenOffice, I never saw that. And I guess it just comes down to whether there's enough of us, or if there's any of us, like Danishka is just doing something because he does it. And if he wasn't doing it, it wouldn't happen there. So it just comes, if somebody wants to do it, if I want to do it in Western Maryland, it comes down to whether I do it or not. You know, I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I think we should encourage people.
See, that's kind of what I'm facing here. Sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I think it's important we encourage people, and this is also something I really missed. We somehow in OpenOffice.org missed to celebrate ourselves. We did, but sometimes I had the impression we should do it more. Of course, it depends on people doing this, a bit of on money and the like. But just let me encourage you: if you have an idea, just try it. My experience is that mostly it depends on people actually just doing things. So if you have a great idea, share it with us and do it.
I think,
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. So basically, what I saw in the Ubuntu people was sometimes it was just as easy to somebody have a wiki page which is more or less grouped for in regions, and so it's just meeting in a pub. That's all. That's the easiest thing you can do. So we have notebooks, we have a camera, whatever. It can be this simple. I think we can just place the idea, as Florian said. I think this is something which is true for OpenOffice.org. Many people know each other from conferences and trade fairs, but basically, I think we missed the opportunity to spread the idea, basically. So let's do that first.
Yeah, and I think we have even more to tell, not about the software, but also about what we now manage with the community, with the project. I think that's also a really great story that we can tell, and the story that people are actually interested in. So why are we doing this? Everybody's aware. It's not just for technical reasons, but also for governance reasons. So the 3.3 release will be a great chance, and what I can share from Nuremberg is also that we have a great set of slides that will be made public today, tomorrow, when the statistics is finished, where we just see how many new contributors and commenters we had. I think the number is, if I have it right, in the first week we had about 80 contributions in terms of code patches, localization, and the like, and what has been counted is that from day one, when we started, people, we had 65 people who never contributed to code before in OpenOffice.org and now did. And if this goes on, this will be a great story to tell what went inside LibreOffice 3.3.
Yes.
Just wanted to share it. So I think we will surely have another call before that, but just I'm also doing brainstorming at the moment, and this is something that we just should keep in mind. And so if you have an idea, let's look out for universities, for corporations and the like where we could do this, or even at a bar or a restaurant, why not? And yeah, let's just do it. We shouldn't miss all the great opportunities we have right now.
This is Drew again. What I wanted to add to that, I think back at OpenOffice, a lot of people, I know that a lot of people on the outside of OpenOffice that I spoke with assumed we were a quasi-corporate project, and everything was being coordinated by either Sun and then Oracle. And then inside the project, I think we had a lot of people that acted as if we were a quasi-corporate project, and so we just assumed there was A, money, and B, they were putting some kind of infrastructure behind it. And I think they kind of did a fair amount of that. So, and the point I was going to make was we don't have that security blanket anymore, so we shouldn't have the illusion of it anymore. And we need to let the people in the community know we're really a community-based organization now. We're not even quasi-corporate. And so we really need people just to act as in, you know, from the community basis. Because a lot of people in the Linux fest that I talked with, they just said, well, you guys, everybody on your project is paid staff. And I had to say, no, that's not the case. And now it really isn't the case. So that's all I was going to add.
And people know even better right now. Yeah, it's the same impression I had when we were on trade shows like CeBIT. People are always assuming we are paid by Sun, Oracle, or someone else. And 80-90% of the people attending were not paid at all. And it was always interesting to see. On the one hand, it was sad to see people are not aware of that. On the other hand, it was great to see that we seem to do such a great work that people recognize us as being paid professionals. So right now they know we are community-driven and we're hammering this in people's heads. And I hope that we can make more out of it, definitely.
This isn't for today's phone call, I guess, but at some point, I mean, I am going to ask about what happens money-wise from the, you know, because they did exist and they don't, so, you know, there is a question there.
Yeah, sure. This will be also a topic and will be more a topic for, I think, the steering committee phone calls and, but you're right, of course, now some of you have seen that we don't have the budgets from the OpenOffice.org project anymore. I temporarily stepped back as the budget holder and then kindly all the other budget authorizers have been removed. I won't comment on this one, but it haven't. So this, in fact, means we are now fully relying on the donations we get in right now, but I expect that things will also be look better money-wise soon. But just as a note. Drew, you're on the call, and you have three agenda items, so do you just want to go on?
Sure, unless there was that anybody had something to add to where we just were talking about? No. Okay. Well, I just put up there just, what did I put up? Okay, roundup of pages. You know, there was talk about a web forum, of course, and so I put together just a collection of all the web forums. Oh, well, first I put together this page of our different social media, who's creating Twitter accounts, who's creating Facebook accounts. I'd like to try to kind of keep up to date. I didn't know who was behind a number of the accounts. If you know somebody who's the LibreOffice Japan or LibreOffice Czechoslovakia, maybe they could just put who that is. Because we have an ability, we never really organized ourselves to, like on a release, you know, we should really kind of think of how we want to tweet out or Facebook out, however we want to do that social side of it. We could talk together a little bit and actually and actually coordinate a little bit. We just need to know who everybody is. So this was the first thing I wanted to point to here. If we kind of somehow start to actually talk and coordinate this, I wanted to point out.
May I just jump in and probably shortly answer the question you had? Just as don't want to interrupt you, but just as a short note, we of course created lots of accounts in advance to save the name. Right now, at the moment, we have accounts at Identica at Twitter and group and the fan page at Facebook, and mostly I feed them with news at the moment. A few other people have access to them. But what I will soon do is to ask who wants to support these efforts, and then we just share the lock-on data. So at the moment, I'm the one who feeds all these accounts with information, but it's just an interim solution at the moment. So
right.
You're right.
No, I think it's a good
documented, but just wanted to share this with you.
Yeah, no, that's great. And but the other side of it too is you know, we don't have to think in this corporate hierarchy model of marketing. I mean, the whole idea of the social network was that we get this viral effect of the network. So there's going to be a lot of people creating their own things, and it's just it's again like forming a working group. Is there a way for them to come in and say, okay, I do this, and I should be in the loop of getting information? Now, there's this smaller group I'm looking at that we should coordinate. I think we should coordinate, but then. We should have a way of bringing in the others so that we know that they're in the network, and that when we want to get a message out, we know that the people are listening that we want listening. So I just wanted to just make sure that the people knew that page was there. Then the second part, what did I put down? the microblog I set up. I put a link to it on IRC a second ago. This is a StatusNet service that I'm not sure how long they've had it. It's I signed up for a community-based system, so it's an unlimited number of accounts. It's based on Identica. It currently displays very limited advertisements that are all geared towards like public announcement kind of stuff. If we wanted to get rid of the paid announcements, well, I think we could use our own microblog like this. Now, if that's part of the CMS system that's coming up, great. If it's not part of the CMS system, then I would like to talk a little bit about looking at this. Does it make sense? A, it's open source. We could actually host it if you've got enough space for a small VM. Although I don't know how people's thoughts are on infrastructure, but I don't know why we wouldn't think about not just buying hardware and sticking it in a data center, but using some of these services where really they're just, they're managing it in the cloud. So on that point, is there anybody on the that we know that has a good contact inside StatusNet?
Yes, that would be me. I see that I somehow utterly fail to communicate things. In fact, I was playing with the idea already since May or June, I don't recall, but I was playing with it a bit and also set up a microblog site at StatusNet for OpenOffice.org. Had a look, but just it was before OOCon started, and I just didn't have time to dig into it further. So basically it was unused. But the idea is definitely great. I also had a short look if we could host it ourselves so we can modify it a bit and get rid of the
right
advertisements. I totally share your basic approach that we should provide the framework, and people can just join like they can, for example, do with Facebook fan pages and the like. And we have a framework, and they can contribute with their own accounts, and the same would be with StatusNet sites. So they we have the framework, and we have some administrators, but everybody who's interested can contribute. That's good, and I'd like to go that way, and I also saw that the Facebook page at the moment is closed in terms that nobody except the administrators can post, which is just an error of mine. So I want to change that, and what I want to have besides that is, so to say, official PR account. So we have, for example, a StatusNet page where everybody who wants can just post their stuff and it's distributed. And then there is one official source from the Document Foundation that has some sort of PR character. That would be my approach. So a mixture of a very official and classical way, and then a very open approach where everybody who wants can just join.
Okay. Well, just so that folks know, this LibreOffice Vols, this idea of volunteers, I won't spend any time on that. But the actual StatusNet site, I just consider that the community's. It's not mine. So if we talk and we decide we want to move it, we could start with that as the basis and then just take it to wherever we want to take it or not use it, you know. But that, I just wanted to put that out.
It's a good idea.
Thing with the, go ahead.
I just wanted to say we had before going public collected a list of things where we would need accounts and the like, and I will try to transfer this list to the public wiki so you can all add your ideas there. The problem was just that before going public and before the names were public, we had to be very cautious. But right now, I will try to transfer this list so you see what I had in mind. We were also talking about some things like Jabber and the like, so everybody can then contribute. So making this right. Public in the public wiki.
And actually, on the current state of the web forums, which is just the BBS. But a lot of them now, there's a lot of work going on in integrating these with Jabber and even with StatusNet kind of stuff, OAuthor and whatnot for doing postings that way. So you had mentioned, and I agree, we have this opportunity that we don't have existing infrastructure, so it's great. We get to actually think about what will we put together in 2010 as opposed to 2000. You know. The other thing, just really quick so I can get done here. yes, I created a NABL archive. I almost made kind of a big deal out of it. I used a site I've had for the last 3-4 years, OUCV, which used to be Open Office User Community Volunteers. I renamed it Open Document. It's a Drupal instance I set up. I have it turned off right now, and I'm just using it as a place to hang some static pages. I think you all saw them. I'll put one up, I guess, on RSC. They are just HTML pages. I was brazen, and I stole some of the work that Christoph did for making the headers. Let me put the first one up here. NABL sucks, by the way. And... I hate to say that because I'm sure they're really nice guys, but sometimes it doesn't. But like today, it's just it's dragging. But one thing I will commit to is these static pages, these landing pages, are going to stay. I mean, I've had to site up the my .org name is paid for the next number of years, and the site's paid through more than a year, and. So I want to have these. These are going to be something that the volunteer group that is right now me, but at one point it built up when it used to be Open Office Volunteers, and hopefully I'll try to do that again, with the idea that we're really the user side. We're just trying to give some support services. And so I've got the main site, the TDF site. There's one TDF-FR at the site, which is... I created headers that were all in French. With told it the page was in French. I'm using Google custom search engines, and on the main page it's English. On although they're all UTF-8, but on a French page, French. So just point that out. There's a few others. I've already put out a couple of addresses. I have a website actually. I mean a wiki page with all of them, but they're which I'll. You can just find under my name, look under Drew. You'll see. I keep the stuff under there when I'm working on it. And I guess that's it for that. Unless anybody has any questions, you don't think I should have done that? Or yeah, okay. The next thing would be Scale, Southern California Linux Expo. I guess most of you know right after the announcement, or a short time after the announcement, I guess, the organizers for SCALE sent an email to the steering committee, I guess, asking if Libra office would like to come. And Florian sent that email to me, and since I was in the States, and this requires human beings in the booth, see if I could organize that. You saw I did some stuff on the marketing list. We got, counting myself and Joyce, we've got five of us that have said we would physically be there and work a booth. Ben Horst has been connected, kept in the loop on what's going on with that. And a week ago, I sent an email to the SCALE organizer saying that Libra Office and Document Foundation would be there. So we will have a full booth. What I haven't talked about publicly, although Florian knows and Christoph knows, there was an idea to also try to put together a full Document Foundation Day, where we would invite speakers not only from the Document Foundation and from LibreOffice, but we would invite speakers from Oracle and OpenOffice and IBM, Novell, and the opportunity to talk about open document format, the importance of open standards. And I was hoping, and some differences between engineering approach between OpenOffice and the new Document Office. We sent emails. I sent emails to Michael Meeks and I forget the other a business contact in Novell, Jeff Lindholm. Also sent emails to Stefan Texent. And Lewis Schwartz-Potts to invite them. I had talked with Ryan Singer. Some of you are going to know him. He was with Sun for a number of years. He was the first, I guess, marketing manager for OpenOffice in the Western States, if I have that correctly. He and I had talked a couple of hours on the phone. We talked about doing this. I thought he was going to be helping with that from the standpoint of Document Foundation. And he was going to send the email to his IBM contact, which is R.C. Weir's boss. I was going to contact R.C. Weir, but he thought he knew his boss. We also talked with Alexandro Colorado about contacting, about anyone he might have some contacts with governments in South America to see if we could find a speaker that would be from a government that's actually implementing open standards. So that proposal to try to put this together was then sent to the SCALE organizers 9 days ago when I said that we would come to the booth and that I would try to put this together and I'd let them know if we had any kind of feedback on it. The response from the SCALE team was what you'd expect, which was they would be interested in something like that, they'd be open to it, but they have to make decisions quickly, and they have other people suggesting other tracks. I've since found out that, Ryan and Alexandro, and I'm hoping Alexandro's on the call here, because I see he's on our IRC. I guess it had wanted to do that also, but not just from a document standpoint, Document Foundation standpoint, but from the standpoint of some other organizations. I don't know where all that stands that way. I'm not really worried about that. I got some emails back from Lewis right after I sent the first one. He wanted to know if I was part of the SCALE team. I told him no. I explained it was just the idea from those of us on a couple of IMs on Facebook. I've not heard from anybody else since. I thought since it's been 10 days since I sent the first emails, it might be a good time to poke people to see if they're interested, and if not, then I don't want to hold up the SCALE team. I'll just tell that, you know, it doesn't look like this is going to happen. I think it's way too soon to try to put this together, perhaps, and that we'll just stick to being there for a booth. So, any questions on that? okay. And I think that's
thank you for the work you're putting into this. It's great.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
Okay, and with that, I'm done, so back to the moderator.
Okay, we have 5 minutes left, and today I fear I have to leave exactly at 8 o'clock because I have another appointment afterwards. So we have two items left, one by Alessandro and one by David. First of all, Alessandro, are you in the call already? Okay.
Okay, even if you are in the call, do you want to answer?
Sorry. So then, this makes deciding which of the points we take easier if Alessandro is not here. David,
I need about like 2 minutes 30 seconds for mine. Huh?
Sorry.
I need about like 2 minutes 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Do you have enough time for that?
Perfect, and we're in time. Perfect. We have 5 minutes left. So, David, I'd like to hand over the virtual microphone to you.
Okay, guys, I'm not going to rant at you very long time. I'm David Nelson. I'm one of your end users. I've been experimenting with Linux since 1997, but I've been working with it since 2008. And OpenOffice, now LibreOffice, was what allowed me to switch to Linux after all the progress that you made with compatibility with MS Office. Okay, OpenOffice is a strategic project in the software realm. You know, it ranks alongside things like MySQL, Evolution, Thunderbird, GIMP. But actually, LibreOffice is probably the most strategic because for the end user, the personal productivity suite is really a prime tool. Now, I'm really glad you forked. I've got nothing against Oracle, but I'm glad to see LibreOffice as a community project. But you wanted to break away. Now, I want you to show me why. What are you going to do different? Are you going to break away from this corporate look you have? Are you going to give us some radical change? Because very soon, OpenOffice will be getting a brand new interface. MS Office 2010 already has a new interface. And LibreOffice has got to be different. You took your freedom. Now, I would like you to celebrate. I would like you to bring us color. I would like you to make LibreOffice look radically different. I would like some Cuba Libre with my software. I would like some Sangria with my software. Okay? LibreOffice has to stand out on my desktop. It has to be fun. And you have to make me love it. Now, the impression I have is that most of you guys are more technical, technician guys, right? But it seems to me that you really do need some artistic flair in your design, okay? Mirek's doing a really great job on trying to redesign the interface, but I'm sorry to say this, but right now, when I look at everything to do with the LibreOffice project, for me it looks like really boring, corporate. I really feel that you need to go and talk to an outside designer who's primarily an artist, somebody like Everaldo Coelho. If you've been reading my threads on the mailing list, you might have seen that I mentioned him. I feel that you need to go and talk to one of these small or mid-sized, talented design and marketing agencies. And I think you need to give them the whole of your photo. I think you need to let them design all of your artwork for the software, for the site, and for marketing. And you guys just focus on the tech, because you really need to do something quite radical in the face of OpenOffice and Microsoft Office. In addition, my suggestion from a marketing viewpoint, and you may have read me on the threads about this, I would like you to give us a tux, a living mascot. Now, you must almost certainly know Tux, Linux's Tux is a friendly, engaging character that projects an image of approachability and ease of use. And such a character can play a very useful role in your communications. A character like that is extremely versatile. So basically, I'm suggesting that you should also create a living mascot for the project, which you can call Lib-O, because I think it would make a great ambassador for the project. It can easily be turned into derivative images, animations, etc. But most of all, basically what I'm trying to tell you is I really think you need to break out of the box in your thinking. That's basically what I had to say to you. Thanks very much for listening. Has anybody got anything to say to that?
Let me make a short comment. Basically, I agree partially. I think it's right that we have also seen this this idea coming up in Open Office Org before, that we surely need to work on the user interface, that we need to work on the overall appearance, and that we also need, apart from the software itself, need to work on the design, the elements we use in branding, and that we could use polishing up a bit. That's definitely for sure. And given that we now have to use a new name and we have a new branding, this will make things a bit easier. What if I don't know if I got to describe what you just said, but what I would try to avoid is that we as the community focus just on the technical stuff, because we are so much more. We should not try to give out the work to external artists to work on it, but rather we should try to get people involved in the community who are experienced in these kind of things. And people like Christoph, I think he has done a tremendous job on the current CI that we have. And of course, it's not finalized, and we have to work on it more and find more branding elements. And also, yeah, I agree, a symbol or a mascot might make sense. And we will maybe at some place or at some time also see a distinction between the TDF logo with the paper sheet and the LibreOffice logo, which is at the moment the same. But I think this is something that time will tell somehow, and something that I would like to see as work being done inside the project. So, of course, if there are tasks that we really need to have taken care of and we have no one, we can consider of giving work to externals, but basically I would like to rather find professionals and people who just know their business coming into the community. That would be my approach.
Don't you think it might be a productive first step? I mean, the project is just starting out. This is a great time to establish a new image. Don't you think it might be advantageous to get a marketing design agency to come in now to do a great deal of work in helping you establish material? I mean, all over. I mean, for the website, I mean, for the software, I mean, for your logos and stuff like that. Get these guys in. I'm sure they'll do it on a free basis to help you develop a lot of material now. Of course, they have to give you the source files, and it has to be granted to you under a GPL or LGPL license, and then you can work with the stuff from there and further develop it from there. But right now, it seems to me that you really need a helping hand with the creativity, with the artistic side.
May I step in, please?
Yeah, sure.
This is Christoph speaking.
Hi.
I would like to separate different things. The first one is that the current design has been more or less requested because, as I said previously, there has been the request to stay, to let it look like placeholders. So, yes, we are aware that it at the moment looks a little bit, let's say, impersonal. That may change over the time. The next thing we should consider is from an end-user perspective, you explained it very well, it's a mixture of being usable, being easy to use, the graphics design, and also the two different things. What Microsoft did, and currently OpenOffice org does, is to change the usability, and along with that, they also change the graphics and the visual design. So if you want to do that, or if one wants to do that, we have to make sure that we not only improve the graphics, but also improve the usability of the software. The next thing is,
Christoph, may I just jump in? I just want to say goodbye because I have to leave right now because I have an appointment.
Okay, of course.
Just very shortly, I leave the room open, so if you want to discuss further, go on. That's very much encouraged, and I will listen. We have a record of this call that I will also make public afterwards.
Ah, that would be great.
Then listen to it, and as my goodbye for today, thank you very much for joining. I plan on having these calls on a monthly basis, and as said, we're still missing a bit structure, but I think lots of things will be going on in the next weeks, and it would be great to have all of you on board and to hear your next call. So I wish you all a pleasant evening or day or whatever time it is at your place, and I will now say goodbye, but you can stay, and the room is as open as long as you want, and I hope to see you next in the next call.
Okay, thank you.
Cool, thank you very much.
Okay,
goodbye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Florian. Sorry, let's restart it, if
sure.
I may. So basically, the first thing is it's more or less placeholder artwork that gets better at the moment. The next thing is, I know what you mean, and we've discussed that also in the OpenOffice.org project. Just some figures. We have at the moment a broad user base, not only private users, private end users, but also corporate users, business users, and so on. So we at least have to remain to have this business look, because people... also, it's said that people really react to a better and improved visual appearance. They work more creatively, and they perceive the software as something better and better quality, although the software itself is the same from the functionality point of view. That's proven. But basically, we have to remain some of the serious look. At least we have to make it available to those who want it that way. So we cannot, or we have to spend at least this effort. But this is okay because we already have this look. The next thing is, if we want to change something, this is also functionality based. We have to change some of the themeability, the icons. There are about 10,000 icons at the moment in the OpenOffice.org and also in LibreOffice. So if you want to improve that, this is just an enormous task which has to be kicked off with team, not only a few people who volunteer. There have been serious efforts like that, like for the Oxygen icon theme and visual design in the KDE team. They did that some time before. That's at least possible. We had also people proposing some more visual design and themeability, like the personas for example, OpenOffice Org Writer. This hasn't been picked by anybody, but now with the community, there's a better chance to promote such ideas like you had. So I'm pretty much confident that we will have some people working on that. And for the last thing, from the technical people, at the moment, you're talking to the user experience guy. So I'm not a marketing guy. I'm not a graphics designer. I'm an interaction designer who also does some graphics. And therefore, we had also some contacts with other people. And maybe it's good to hear that we do have some people who want to join or rejoin the project and will do that in November and December. So... we will have some pretty experienced visual designers. And from my personal point of view, given the community project, I would like to hand over the task to those guys, because if you let a company create some graphics or the visual design, they are professional, of course, but they are not committed. Or let's say the people who join later are not that committed because it's not created within the community, which is, from my point of view, a very important social factor. And we have that if you look at the OpenOffice.org, for example, and some of the current LibreOffice design. This is based on really professional design artwork from Hamburg. But, there has been some more or less closed work. And so nobody was able to step in to change something and to improve something. And even if they did that, like for this Flash design, you could be sure that it isn't consistent with the rest of the OpenOffice.org or the LibreOffice. So what you ask for is absolutely valid and also my personal wish to improve that. But let's say it's not an easy task, but we have the first steps. And by the way, I'm happy that you raised the point. I think we have the right guys at the moment. It's just time and kicking something off. For something.
Yeah. I also tossed in, this is Drew, I'd say stick around and watch, because there's different people here that are here for different reasons. And I'm going to be one. Right now I'm just trying to help and set stuff up. But as far as like the possibilities from an engineering standpoint, I'm going to very shortly be hopefully starting off conversations, because I've got a view that may be a little different than others. I think I think we should give the developers, I think we should really look at not worrying about being compatible with OpenOffice.org anymore, and we should be something better. And that's not going to be embraced by everyone. But I hope we'll have that conversation, because, and you know, on the graphic side, I mean, we have the opportunity right now to. I think if we stay in step with OpenOffice, we will never be anything more than
a clone.
You know, the ugly stepchild, no matter what we do.
Mm.
And we want to make a better product. I'm here from the technical standpoint. I'm not here from the governance standpoint. I'm actually here, I don't need to say that. But I hope that this is our opportunity to change the product, and that's going to be where I'm going to, and that includes the branding and whatnot. But so all I'd say to David is there's a lot of work to be done. The big thing about community is we've had a lot of guys, because of the notoriety, the first couple of days come in that want to talk a lot, and that's good. But it does come down to, you just have to jump in and do it. And who does it, you know, it's going to look kind of like how the person who did it made it. I don't know.
That's for sure. Yeah.
So just to add something, if you want to be really successful with something like that, the opportunity you both talk about to be better, for example, than OpenOffice.org and any other product in the open source environment is to focus. I've said that we have some business users, but those people are not the only ones. So if we want to change something, and since we are that big and, let's say, huge, we have to be consistent. We have to go into the same direction. And so before doing things like that, it's all...
You mean among ourselves?
Sorry?
When you say we have to go in the same direction, you mean among ourselves?
As a team. As a team.
As a team,
well,
yes,
that's
true. So what we have, what our chance is, what something I have been missing in the previous project was that anybody could tell you who are your users, who are the people you focus on, for whom do you create the graphics, for whom do you create the user interface. In a project huge like this, you have no exception. You do it for all people. And sometimes this is very good, but sometimes you have just compromises. So in, let's say, thinking in the very long term, I would like to see open a LibreOffice as a kind of platform with different flavors. So you have you can satisfy the needs of different stakeholders or people, end users, or school children, or whatever, by just tweaking the platform. And this makes it much more easier to say this is good and this not, because we always have the questions: if you change this, who is affected negatively? Is this guy maybe somebody who would support or would stop the support to our project? Do we want to be platform neutral, or do we want to implement some platform behavior like key bindings, like graphics, like artwork to be consistent on Mac OS X, and so on and so on? All these questions will come again and again and again, and to be really good, to be trustworthy with the whole product and our community, we have to first ask these questions. And this is what I think is a really serious and really awkward part, even if you are a community. But here I have, this is just my experience over the last years, and being myself a user experience guy in my day job, this is what finally creates good products.
Mm.
Yeah, I would add to that the I've tried to tell people, I've tried to be it myself. If you're going to get involved in this large an organization, the best way you contribute is you think about what's being discussed. You put forward what you believe is the best advice that you can offer. You help where you can, but then you also have to realize that it is not a small group of people making the decision. So the chances that your opinion is going to hold the day on any given day are very, very slim. and if
that's
you can,
democracy.
If you work that kind of, you know, if you can work in that kind of environment, it's very rewarding in the end. But you know, you have to be honest enough to say, I truly believe this is where we ought to go, and you should make your case, you know, as best you can. But at the end of the day, it is a large organization. We have a lot of different constituencies. We have a lot of different users. And decisions always involve trade-offs. So, you know, the biggest thing I would say to somebody is just recognize that even if you're contributing ideas and it doesn't look like they're getting sucked up yet, they're being heard. They're going into the process, you know.
But basically,
I think it's...
Go ahead.
Oh, if I can cut in here. Because I think people who have seen me on the mail list know that I'm more interested in the educational side of things. So, like changing the colors. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Mark Perret. Yes. And so changing the icons or the colors, sometimes that will have a huge effect on the user base in the educational field with kids. It makes a big difference. So, I think, like Drew is saying that it's a trade-off. I think we're all saying that you have to trade off a bit on ideas to make it work for an all-around product, or unless we can find a way to offer them different styles or themes. So,
well, there might actually be.
Can
a
I just
offer-
break in there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Again. I've been watching on the list, I've been watching Mirek's thread on his proposals for redesigning the user interface, and I see that I mentioned, and I see that some other people have in mind the idea of bringing theming, skinning to LibreOffice. Is that a serious intention that should happen in the relative short term? Because as far as I can see, with the mixture of theming and appropriate menu configuration, in fact, you can turn out a LibreOffice that suits all kinds of audiences. For instance, for you, Mark, you need something for the kids. You can strip out a lot of the functionality they don't need. You can put in bigger icons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and make it for the kids. The theming seems to be, for me, a very important thing to acquire in the relatively short term, insofar as possible.
Just a reminder, we do have that, by the way. Sorry for stepping in, but basically with the UI approach, we do have configuration options to add or remove functionality. We do have theming for icons. We do have theming for colors. This is all available.
You can configure colors, you can configure the functionality, remove menu options, etc., etc. I'm thinking about something that will totally change the complete look, including icons, etc.
Yeah, the point is that at the moment, this is a technical problem at the moment, but it's not, when I say it's a technical problem, then I don't say it will never happen because I will work towards it goal. Basically, the underlying, the most serious problem is that you have to streamline the workflows. You have to make it easier for children, not only exchanging the, removing some functionality. The functionality itself is sometimes a little bit too hard to use also for other people. And so totally separating the UI from the underlying data and model, this is a huge task for the development. But basically, to identify the target group, education and so on, and to provide something very which just fits, this is the hard part. The technical stuff, the let's say, theming light, is already there.
I think it's there at least partially.
This is Drew again. I have not talked about this on the mailing list for LibreOffice, but I'll probably bring it up in the steering committee. And maybe Christoph just made an allusion to it. But under OpenOffice, one of the issues under OpenOffice, as far as I saw it too, was that because it was a corporate product with one corporate owner, the ability for the organization to grow outwards instead of so that you could have multiple products was very limited. And there was a couple of attempts over the years, one of which was through the education group, where they ended up with, almost without by accident, they ended up with two derivative products from OpenOffice. And I would love to see the Document Foundation be the kind of organization that can actually embrace those kinds of things instead of just, again, just being all focused to one singularity. I would like us to have the ability to look at OO for Kids and OO Lite. And I agree that there's parts, it's not just taking out functionality, but there are people that have actively been looking at how to address these other use cases. But and as far as Chris is concerned, as far as the UI separated from the data layer and the actual workflow engine, it's not that the OpenOffice is more than just light. I mean, the guys, when they changed it to Symfony and what the RedOffice guys did, those are markedly different programs than OpenOffice. But the data model and much of the workflow is down there doing the same thing. So this is all there. I was going to say, this is an exciting time right now.
Yeah, it is.
That's for sure.
Just to ask that, you are all in the IRC chat?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I just post a link to a blog posting by one of the user experience team members some time ago. And maybe this is something you have in mind just from the visual point of view and from the, let's say, graphical appearance, which doesn't change any kind of functionality, but maybe it makes it a little bit more interesting to work with.
Mm-hmm.
who proposed that.
It makes
that.
It fun to look at. It makes me fall in love with it, yeah.
Yeah, and this
yeah,
is something
on screen,
which,
yeah.
which hasn't been picked up by those guys that time. But basically, we may, let's say, bring him in and maybe search for developers able to do that. So as Drew said, you do what you're able to do, more or less. And this guy, Johannes, I didn't know, he never left officially the user experience team, but as usual, sometimes just you get fewer mails by people if things are not that satisfying. And this is something I marked still unread in my mailbox because from the user experience point of view, it makes sense and it's beautiful, it's easy to change, and also it doesn't add efficiency.
Could
yeah.
I step in here, please? Because I
I'm just going to say goodbye. I have a call coming up. I'm going to it's nice meeting David and Mark and Christoph. I'll talk with all you guys again later. Just say goodbye for now. Bye-bye.
Of course.
Thanks very much, we
won't solve all the problems today. So thanks a lot for your work, and see you next time.
Okay.
And while I have you all on the phone, I want to tell you from your user base a big thank you for your work on OpenOffice. You're doing a really great job. I'm sure we're all really grateful to you.
Yes, and from here too, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, we are we, more or less. We all are we. So just
Christoph.
Yeah, I'm here.
I would have one single off-topic question that I could ask.
Oh,
yeah, of
could
course.
Could I be on topic, please? Because I wait for about 40 minutes now.
Oh, sorry.
It's Bernard here.
Hi.
You talked about very important points, and Christoph mentioned most of my points, but one thing, coming back to David, is I just really want to tell you is exactly what was the same with Johannes Eber. In the art project at openoffice.org, there were many people, many very active people, very skilled people as artists, but nearly none of them stayed because their ideas have never been implemented by Oracle or Sun.
Mm.
And I think that's exactly the point why I don't really want to have one marketing company or one artistic company to design our branding.
Yeah.
Because that's the first point we are able to bind artists to our project. What we had in the past were just little bits of artwork, like the splash screens, where people stepped in and left the project because their contribution wasn't people didn't care for them. With the new project,
just not satisfying.
Yeah. And
that's the same with
Johannes Eber. He proposed, or I think 3 months, every now and then what he thought, but nothing was picked up, and it was the same in the art project. And now we have the opportunity to tell artists, join us, and your contribution will have the real chance to get into the project, be visible on the website. And I'm quite sure that at least some of the very skilled artists come back. And Christoph spoke about Nick Singh, the guy who will be back in about 4 or 5 weeks.
I didn't talk about names.
I know. But, what I read from him is that he does is really interested, and he will come back. So I think
he allows us to
speak about him.
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, and we read Ivan back on the list. So he's the next guy who is really skilled in the area, not only as a designer but on the website part. So we have really skilled people. We have professionals, and we had all the art project professionals that left us. And I'm quite sure they can come back. What we have to do is promote this possibility for artists. So it's really great if somebody talks to artists about joining the project and introducing their ideas. But I don't want to give one single company the chance to do everything for our visual appearance, because that restricts others to join our community.
Right, I understand you.
But nevertheless,
but well,
sorry.
Please go ahead.
The idea you have in mind to have something professional and to have something consistent and just something kicking, I think this is something we really share.
Of course, that's the most important thing. And if we don't have the chance to do it on a community basis, we'll have to come back to the corporate idea, because it's very important.
I would be very happy to find some tasks to do for the project. I'm currently looking around to see where I can usefully help out. If you would like me to contact artists, contact designers, and things like that, I'd be very happy to do so on behalf of the project and try
that
and,
would be great, of
as
course.
You say,
do so.
Win them over. Okay, I will work on that. I will get back to you guys on that.
I posted
a list of pretty beginner questions in my thread. If anybody had the time and the patience just to give me some very quick answers to those questions, because having answered those questions would enable me to contact people in a more meaningful manner.
I'll reply to the thread tonight if I have the time to. But main thing is, we are just at the beginning of defining our branding, and so it's really a chance for designers to step in at this point and being part of this thought and the way we are going to going there. Of course, when we finished our goals, when we see where we are heading to, then it's the work for designers and artists to follow our branding ideas, but at the moment they can work on them too.
Right. I will certainly echo that. I will try and contact some designers and companies and stuff like that, and I will put across what you say. I'm very excited to now that LibreOffice is a approach that you guys are on your own. I think I'm really looking forward to what's going to happen over the next 6 months or a year. I'm really looking forward to it.
All of us do.
We do too, yeah. Absolutely.
In any case, I'm very grateful for your patience in hearing me out and for giving me such kind answers.
Let's say I'm happy for your patience, because sometimes we really would like to do something a little bit more quicker, to be a little bit more responsive and so on, but I think, we can't sometimes. So it's also a pleasure for us to have people like you.
Well, I've been looking forward to be following the project for a very long time.
Okay.
Okay.
It's time to leave. I'm sorry. I don't know what about you guys.
Time to do at least some of the presentation template.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, everybody, have a nice evening, day, or whatever.
Yep.
And thanks for the call, and thanks for the participation.
Thank you, too. I look forward to listening.
Yeah.
Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye.
See you next time.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.